This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask you somehow to open our minds and our hearts and our souls big enough to in some way fathom your incredible love for us. Wherever we are in our life right now, may this resurrection of your Son be such that it gives to each of us new life, that we might continue to walk in the path where he has led the way. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please proceed. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
How sweet the sound. There was only one other statement today that to me has anywhere close to that same meaning. It is something that I have waited 15 years in my involvement in this parish to be able to say. The bathrooms are located in the narthex. I am told there is an old tradition of old Lutheran pastors back in Germany in the 18th century that would always start their Easter sermon with a joke. They called it the Paschal joke. Why? Because the resurrection is God's joke. It is God enabling us to laugh at all that is not of love, enabling us to laugh at all that would seem to be defeat. We laugh at evil, we laugh at the devil, because love has won. The faithfulness to the end in Jesus' life does not end with his death. It ends with his resurrection, and in so is our beginning. There is a wonderful story that rabbis tell of Paul in the early days going back into a synagogue and going up to preach, and the rabbis are listening, and he says, "Well, I have good news and bad news. What would you like to hear first?" And the head rabbi says, "Good news and bad news? Tell us the bad news first, because the good news will then console us." So Paul says, "Okay, here is the bad news. The Messiah has come, but he has been killed." "What?" exclaimed the rabbi. "That's terrible news. What could possibly be good news?" And Paul replied, "The good news is, that is the good news. This is the good news. That what we celebrated in this church and around the world on Good Friday with the death of Jesus is his victory. And he is now crowned with resurrected life as a sign of that victory for every one of us, no matter where we are in our station in life right now." Mary came to the tomb because her dreams, her visions had been crashed. They were gone. A few hours ago, 254 of us stumbled in the dark, lit only by the light of that candle, trying to find our way into our usual place in this church. Symbolic of that light, the light of Christ, that which shows us the way. And we are shown that way when we are in the dark. We were gifted this past week to have one of the main rabbis in Miami speak to all the priests of our diocese. And he talked about what the Passover Seder really means for a Jew or for anybody. And it goes back to that first Exodus story, when the people were called to be willing to leave the life that they knew, even though it was slavery, and were willing to cross over to the other side, not really knowing what was going to happen when they got over to the other side. This is what goes on throughout the scriptures, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and in our lives of faith today. God calling us to move to something new. And we fear, and in our doubt and uncertainty, sometimes we are afraid. Mary just loses herself in the rituals of what you would normally do when someone had died. So she's anointing the body just like one would normally do for any good Jew who had died. All the others are trying to forget what had transpired because their hopes and their dreams were dashed. Peter wants to go back to going fishing, but he himself is not going to find contentment in that. And it is in that darkness, stumbling around, when Jesus appears. So I urge you, wherever you are in your state, whatever hopes and dreams and visions seem to have been dashed, Jesus then wants to appear. It happens to us all the time. We give our heart to somebody and they don't accept our gift. You learn a sport, you practice hard and you still don't make the team. You study and pursue a profession, and then you get out there and you find out that you hate your job. You create something beautiful, and you find out that nobody else is even interested. You jump into a new job, and then you lose it when they downsize you. You put your money into a home or an IRA or a savings account, and you find your equity disappear. You retire from a long career. You wake up with nothing to do. You lose your spouse to cancer, and you find yourself all alone in the world. It happens to us all the time. But I urge you, hear the message of the story of the resurrection. This is when Jesus appears. The different accounts of the resurrection talk about two things. They were incredibly frightened and afraid, just as much as they were incredibly excited. It's a mixture. And it is in that dark place, that unknown, where God is calling us to move over to the other side, God doing something new, that we are enabled, empowered, to experience his resurrection in our own life. It's all through the scriptures. From the call of Abraham to the call of Moses, through that Exodus, you get into the New Testament and everybody Jesus meets, to the rich young man whom he calls to a new life, to Zacchaeus, to the woman at the well, to his own disciples. It is constant. And sometimes I think we just fear what we really could become if we let God be in control of our life. This is an incredible, incredible gift. I heard the story of an Arab country where there was a very mean general. And this particular general, when somebody was to be executed, right before they set up the firing squad, they would have a big black door. And he would say to the accused before they were killed, "Do you want the firing squad, or you do want what's behind that big black door?" And every time when that was put to that accused person, they chose the firing squad, because they had fear as to what worse death could be behind the big black door. And somebody asked the general, what really is behind that big black door? And he said, freedom. But for fear of what might be there, everybody chooses the firing squad. God does not put to us a firing squad. God puts before us life. It is the incredible gift that He gives to us. So wherever we are today, hear the voice of God saying to you, I love you. I want you to become all that is possible, more than you could ever hope or imagine, if you will just open your heart to let me be the one who guides you. May we continue to say yes.